Huawei has unveiled its newest smartphone at this year's World Mobile Congress in Barcelona, Spain. The Ascend P2 boasts a connection speed of 150 megabytes per second, which is said to be the fastest on the market. The company sold 32 million smartphones in 2012. That's up 60% compared to 2011. Well, Chinese firm ZTE is also represented at the event, which wraps up tomorrow. For more on the Chinese mobile phone market, CRI's Paul James earlier spoke with Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.
Huawei, ZTE showing off their wares in Barcelona. These two Chinese telecom companies have been able to catch the pack as far as the smartphone market is concerned, or are they still pulling up the rear end, as it were?
Well, I think they've certainly done a very good job in terms of increasing volume and gaining market share in the market. I think it's a combination of having pretty competitive pricing, but also putting together a product that's fairly competitive on the technology front as well.
Right. Huawei coming out with some new technology, a phone which is supposed to be fast. How effective will this be, given the fact that smartphone technology, particularly here in China, still sort of dominated by the bigger names? You got your Apples, your Samsungs, and the like.
Well, I think to be successful, you have to have some kind of hook that allows you to differentiate from the competition. So I think Huawei is using the idea that they've got this fast speed to really set themselves apart. The question, of course, is whether or not the speed actually helps. And the consumer might be a little bit wary of this. However, they also do have good opportunities just because they have excellent distribution in the market, and they're able to offer something that's fairly comparable to what, say, Samsung can offer. But at a better price.
Right. And pricing is always an issue when it comes to smartphones here in China, because products that have been released by Apple in particular are a lot more expensive than the average person here in China can honestly afford. So when we're talking about companies here in China like Huawei, ZTE, I mean, how much of price competitiveness goes into their overall marketing strategy?
Well, I think it's a big deal for them right now because they have the same kind of brand cachet that, say, Apple or Samsung have for being sort of a technology leader. They have to have something else that allows them to compete. So price strategy coming in 10, 20, 30% less expensive really does help them a lot in terms of gaining market share.
Now, Chinese tech companies have had their struggles going international, save for the exception of some bigger names like Lenovo and the like. But when it comes to mobile phones, how much potential is there for companies like Huawei, ZTE, and maybe even some of the smaller players to expand their operations outside of China and create a market for themselves on the international level?
There's huge potential. While their brands haven't really traditionally been known globally as mobile phone brands, consumers are buying a new phone every year or two, and so they're having to make a choice of what brand to buy on a reasonably frequent basis. And so if these companies can bring the technology together, if they can get the distribution they need to have, it's very possible for them to be successful outside of China long.
That's Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.